You go. So yeah, there must be hungry people and thirsty people today. So, and the thing is that we are people who have hunger and have thirst, and because God gives us appetites, and those are for physical things, and we also need sunlight, and we need air, and we need all sorts of things for our physical bodies, and we need those things, otherwise we don't live very long. So if we don't have air to breathe, we can only last a few minutes. If we don't have food to eat, we'll last a couple of weeks. And if we don't have water to drink, then we'll last a few days. So these are really, really important things. And the reason why God gives us appetites for these things is because we need them, our body needs them. But you know, we're not just physical bodies. We have hungers and needs which are spiritual, because we're spiritual beings. And that's why Jesus said when he was tempted by the devil, quoting the words of Moses, people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. There's a lot of hungry people today for celebration. I think I'm going to get through the whole box there. And no, I'm okay. I'm fine, thanks. The three things that sort of come to mind in terms of what do we need spiritually as spiritual beings that are in physical bodies, and love, value, and meaning could well summarize what it is that we need. And love encapsulates unconditional love and forgiveness that we have received through Jesus Christ by the grace of God. And the gift has come to us through Jesus Christ living and dying and rising for us. And also, as well as love, we also need value and we need meaning. All of us need to know, where do we fit in terms of value? Where does our uniqueness fit in? And also, as well, what's the big purpose of it all? Why? What hope do we have? And what is life actually all about? There's a quote by Selwyn Hughes in his little book, Christ Empowered Living, that goes like this. It's only in close, deep, and ongoing relationship with God that we can experience the feeling of being loved and valued, and our lives find meaning to such a degree that we are enabled to function properly and effectively in the way God intended. We are all built to have hunger for love, value, and for meaning. And we may well be able to survive for weeks or months or years or even decades without some of these things. But if our hunger for love and value and meaning is not satisfied, then ultimately we will starve. We will spiritually starve. And we will live a life filled with disappointment. And so we have all these different appetites that need to be satisfied, and we can sometimes get by for minutes or moments or weeks. Sometimes we can get by a lot longer, but ultimately we will need those hungers satisfied. We had a lovely occasion on Monday, and we celebrated the joining in holy matrimony of Megan and Ali. And we don't often use the word or phrase holy matrimony, but I can tell you, as I was standing here at the front on Monday, and the church was filled with family and friends, and Megan and Ali held right hand together, they looked into each other's eyes, and they made their commitment to one another for the rest of their earthly lives until death parts them. And I can tell you, it was a real privilege to stand just inches from them and hear them and see them make that commitment. And it was a holy moment. It was a beautiful thing to behold and to just be inches away from them as they made that commitment to one another. And so they were bonded together in holy matrimony, and the two became one. The Bible tells us that there's something even more beautiful, even more holy, than a man and a woman committing themselves to one another for life. And that is a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and also being bonded to the family of God, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Because whereas marriage lasts for years or decades, the church lasts into all eternity. And a family may well be for a certain number of people, two or three or more, but the universal church of Jesus Christ, the global reality of Jesus Christ's church, is an eternal one and a global one. There's a wonderful hymn, and this is the first. Oh, sorry. Another thing that Megan and Ali said to one another, they gave each other a ring, and they said to one another, "I give you this ring as a sign of our marriage. With my body I honor you, and all that I have I share with you in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." And then after they'd done that, it was a privilege to quote Mark chapter 10, verse 9, that says, "Let no one split apart what God has joined together." So this was a symbol of their oneness in Christ. But one of the things that was a great privilege for us was 3 years ago, Susan and Emily and I were out for a walk down. It was just at Cultraw there, and it was just at the yacht club, and we're walking along the front. And who should come walking towards us but Megan and the boy that she was on a blind date with, Ali. And they were walking a good 2 feet apart. On Monday, they were much closer. And I could see the look in their faces. Oh no, I've met my minister and his family, and I'm on a blind date. So imagine what's happened in the last 3 years in Megan and Ali meeting one another, starting to go out together, becoming engaged, and now being married. And imagine that 3 years ago, they didn't know each other, they'd never met, and that within 3 years, they stood at the front of this church, they held hands, they looked into each other's eyes, and they said, "All with my body I honor you, and all that I have I share with you." And 3 years ago they'd never met. And yet the Bible says that that reality is only a reflection of the church of Jesus Christ, which is more beautiful, more holy, and is eternal. Jesus came in order to satisfy our deepest needs for forgiveness, for a new start, and also for value and for meaning. And what's the gift that he has given us in the here and now? It's the gift of himself and the gift of the church to satisfy those needs. The most important thing we can do for our children is to take them by the hand and to lead them to Jesus and to lead them among the people of God. There is nothing more important for us to do than to bring our children into the family of Jesus Christ by turning away from the old life and turning to the new life and being filled with the Spirit and being part of the community of the Spirit. There is nothing more important. We can love them, we can feed them, we can nourish them, we can educate them, we can help them buy their first house, we can help them get launched into their career, but nothing comes close to bringing them to Jesus Christ and bringing them to be part of the community of the Spirit. Because ultimately, our children's deepest hungers will not be satisfied necessarily within the four walls of our home. Because their deepest hungers are spiritual ones. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Now, God's word has brought everything physical into being. Everything. The fruit, the crops, every harvest. We celebrate the fact that God's word has brought everything into being to satisfy our physical needs. But our greatest needs are not physical. Our greatest needs are spiritual. And so that's why it's so important for us to take our children by the hand and lead them to relationship in Jesus Christ and to bring them in among the people of God. Because if we don't, then eventually they will starve. It may take years, it may take decades, but they will starve. And Jesus Christ has given us the community of the Spirit, a relationship with Him, being forgiven and set free, and placed a community around us, because our families being embedded in that bigger community is where we and our husbands and wives and one another and us personally find love and value and meaning. Our children will not find their ultimate love and value and meaning just in sitting around our kitchen table and being fed and being loved by us as parents. Wonderful though that is, important though that is, it will only take them part of the way. Because their deepest needs are not physical, they are spiritual. And so the greatest thing we can do for our children is to lead them to Jesus Christ and bring them in to be part of the community of the Spirit among the people of God. So I love the first verse of this hymn. The church is one foundation of Jesus Christ our Lord. She is His new creation by water and the Word. We are people of the Spirit and of the Word. It signifies baptism as well and confirmation, to come in through water into the family of God. From heaven He came and sought her to be His holy bride. With His own blood He bought her, and for her life He died. Let's make it personal. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are His new creation by water and the Word. From heaven He came and sought us to be His holy bride. With this, His own blood He bought us, and for our life He died. Jesus Christ has given us the gift of Himself, including by the body of Christ, that we may find love and value and meaning. One of the things that's so encouraging, one of the things that I noticed particularly this morning on this Mothering Sunday, was how adults in the church were blessing and ministering to one another and to children. And so there were children playing with toys that someone had brought back from holiday and given them. And there were others having conversations with small children. And I've noticed over the months and over the years that there are children who go to certain adults who look out for them. Granny and granda figures, aunts and uncles. All of us need that level of community. And if we're to find value, we need to know, where do we fit into the big picture? And we find that not just in our family home. We find that in the community of the Spirit. Because the Lord has given us gifts to exercise in the community of the Spirit. And so we find value by serving others in the community. And we also find meaning. Because if our meaning and the meaning that we imbue to our children is purely physical, is purely educational, is purely recreational, then eventually we will see their lives lead to deep disappointment. Because the only place to have your and my needs deeply met is in Jesus Christ and in the community of His Spirit. And so the Lord has given us one another that we may experience the love and the value and the meaning that Jesus Christ died to give us. And we will not find it outside the community of the Spirit, because it cannot be found outside the community of the Spirit. And in our individualistic world, I think we've lost touch with some of this. I was trying to pick some songs for the life group communities this week, some modern songs to do with being the community of the Spirit. And you know, it was very difficult to find those songs, because most modern worship songs are about faith in Jesus Christ and his resurrection and finding satisfaction in him. And that is the most important aspect of the Christian faith. But a really significant part of being satisfied in our souls is by and through other people. Loving each other, forgiving each other, encouraging one another, blessing one another. So if any of you ever have the sense of compunction, desire to write modern worship songs that talk about the importance of one another, then please go ahead and do it. I'd love us to bless one another with the words of the grace, and I think we'll have the words coming up here. Shall we stand together? And let's pray this prayer. And as we do, be good to look around us and to recognize the reality that the Scriptures tell us, that God has given us one another as believers filled with the Holy Spirit to help each of us discover the deep satisfaction of what it means to be a human being. You're here to help those around you find fullness of life in Jesus Christ. And the people around you are here to help you find fullness of life in Jesus Christ. What a blessing it is to be part of an eternal relationship, to be bonded to Jesus Christ by the Spirit, and to be bonded to one another by the power of that same Spirit. So let's pray together and look at one another. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.